There's one set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11, 11 listeners.
This is really
engage.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geeks 50 Days at Dragon Con. And with me, back from parts unknown, but certainly on a beach, the lovely, the beautiful Lee. And guess what? She found something on the beach that washed ashore, apparently. She brought an Irishman with her.
I did bring an Irishman. Hi, Aaron.
Hello. I decided to swim over to Dragon Con this year because it would save an awful lot of money on flights.
It would. And it actually would probably cause you less stress, actually.
The amount of money that you lose by not going to work actually is still less.
Yeah. No, I did. I had a very nice week with my family. It was great. I've listened to two of the podcasts. I haven't listened to all of them yet.
Which ones did you listen to?
Sound like you had. I listened to the Mamorph.
Okay.
And listen to, I don't remember the other one. I have not listened to.
So in other words, she didn't listen, people. Not even she will listen to this podcast.
She didn't listen, but she played it.
I have not listened to the Geek Girls yet, and I really want to listen to that one, but I was having problems downloading it. So, yes.
That'll be the Girls Gone Geek Girls dash Gone dash Geek. So we actually had a miscommunication with our scheduling, so we have a moment to do. What's that?
I said, oops.
So we had a moment and figured that we would answer some of the emails and voicemails. And who better to help us than the premier guest from Dragon Con, Aaron Poole. Aaron, how you doing?
I'd like to raise that I didn't bring that up this time. that was you.
Yes. Well, actually, one of our questions stems around that kind of thing. But before we get that far, so do you have your plane already in set to go now, or are you still hoping that the airline's prices go down?
I gave up. I realized that, like, because it used to be the case that things would get cheaper a month or two before the con.
Not always anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, previous years that had been the case, but this year it didn't really change at all. For almost a year, the prices were pretty steady. So no, I'm booked in. I've given up, but yeah, it's all booked now. Hotel, flights, we're all ready to go.
Okay, cool. Are you staying in one of the con hotels or nearby? What happened there?
I had to share this year. This is my first year since my first year, as I've gone 5 years without sharing. But this year I have to share again because for some reason this year, I don't know if it's just because the con is kind of steamrolling a little bit and getting bigger and bigger every year. But I feel like the hotels were a little bit tougher on everybody this year as far as costs and availability. So it's obviously it's nothing that Dragon Con as itself can really help out with too much, but the hotels have been a bit tough this year, so I had to end up sharing with Rox and Scott, no less, from NeedCoffee.com.
Oh, really? That's who you're going to do that with? Oh, well.
That sounds like an interesting one.
That should be fun for you. Actually, we say that, but in all fairness, obviously Rox is really cool, and so is Scott. Scott's not as... As
yeah, I look forward to it. Neither of them snore. They're both nice people. I think it's going to be a good time.
Was your other choice rooming with JJ and me and Shag?
Yeah, and that just wasn't happening.
I need my sleep.
Or was your other choice with the other rowdy Irishman?
They're not there this year.
They're not coming this year. Okay, I wasn't sure.
No, I think the cost hit everybody this year. I think it was a tougher year for everybody. So there's a much, much lower capacity of Irish people sending going over.
Oh, my.
Well,
my. Whatever shall we do?
Well, actually, why don't we ask one of the questions that actually there's two that are basically the same thing.
Okay.
I'll do the one from Mr. Cellophane. It says, hey, guys, love the podcast. I have a few questions about DC that I've never seen answered anywhere. I don't know about that. But what's the difference between a guest and an attending professional? Do the guests get extra perks like a hotel room and a per diem? Do attending professionals get a free membership? What's the difference between dealer and an exhibitor? And congrats to John for being a guest this year. Is this your first time? Technically, I'm not a guest. I am an attending professional, so I can actually answer one of those questions. That was Mr. Cellophane. Lee, do you want to take this? I mean, obviously, it'd be great to have blanking on the name Rachel on the podcast to talk about this.
Who will be very soon?
Okay, good.
With our guest committee, but okay, so a guest is someone who is a professional in their field. So that would be an actor. That could be an author. There are some authors that are also attending professionals. They can be a little different depending. That could also be somebody like an astronaut if they're going to be on the science track. Or that could be someone who, if they're the paranormal track, maybe that's somebody who's, a parapsychologist or something of that nature. Also, we have some people who are academics who come as guests. I have John Flynn and Bob Blackwell on Extract that both every year come as guests. So it just depends. It's basically being a professional in your field in a way that supports DragonCon. The difference then with an attending professional would be someone, very honestly, like John, like our friend Widge would need coffee. Mm-hmm. Well, wait, no, Widge
is a guest. Widge is actually a guest
because he does, actually, that is his profession. John does this as a hobby. Nah, that's part of it, but hobby that takes a lot of hours. We'd love to do it as a profession, but nobody will pay us yet. So, attending professional is also someone who could be some. John is a perfect example. Somebody who has a podcast and is listened to comes as an attending professional. You sometimes have some authors who maybe aren't at that upper tier of author, but are an author, are a published author through a major publishing house, or maybe even self-published but have sold and are coming in. Some of the media guest, maybe not the actors, but other media guests may come. Maybe we have some voiceover people that might come. I think some of the Atlanta radio people come as that. So that's really the big difference is, are they a professional in their field? Does it support the con in that way? That's a guest. If it is somebody who is supporting the con by being on panels, but isn't a professional in their field, they're going to be an attending professional.
And then a
panelist is just someone who is attending the con, who is already coming on their own. And both guests and attending professionals get to come to the con. They do not pay for their ticket. But a panelist, a panelist is actually somebody who is already coming to the con, has bought their ticket, and has been found to be an expert in some certain areas, and we put them on panels. Our friend Rox is very good at steampunk, so she'll be in some alternate history ones. She's also great with me for a couple of my fandoms. She'll be there. Some other panelists who I know are maybe some people who really have done maybe some beta testing or something like that for some MMORPGs, and maybe coming in and doing some panelist talk about what it's like to be a beta tester or things of that nature.
Now, to answer some of the rest of that question is, basically there's two tiers. There's the guest, and there's even inside a guest. And again, it'd be better for Rachel to answer this question more directly, but our understanding, I'm sure she'll correct it, is that even inside a guest, there's different tiers, and they're going to get different things, and some of it's going to be negotiated by their agents, and other things are going to be just, you know, this is what DragonCon does, and that's it. For example, I don't believe, now I could be wrong, but I don't believe they get a per diem ever, but that could be incorrect. Even the upper ones.
I don't think they really talk too much about exactly what they get. I will say that is negotiable. I know that some guests do get airfare. Mm-hmm. Some guests do get a hotel room. Mm-hmm. Some guests get both. And again, that's depending on who they are, their things of that nature. Some guests also may say that they want this kind of an area in the Walk of Fame. Mm-hmm. and that has been worked out as well. So those are the kind of things.
Aaron, for example, who is a guest, is doesn't get airfare.
Listen to that giggle.
Obviously doesn't get airfare, and obviously doesn't get
a hotel room. Right.
And for me as an attending, I'm just like a Lee pointed out, I'm just getting a badge. But I, in fairness, I've gotten my badge. I've worked for my badge essentially. Yes. Not even here, but also at the con. Not only for paneling, but I also have done shadow ops, if you will, in the past for helping out the tech guys at various locations that we've been at for various panels.
One other thing that comes up a lot about guests is, you know, what is the requirement for a guest? A guest is required, and if we're talking a big guest, like an attendee, a Shatner or Richard Dean Anderson or things of that, let's go at that level, Gillian Anderson. They're expected for every day they're at the con to do one panel and to also, and of course, be in the Walk of Fame. A lot of people will say, well, why don't you do John Barrowman or somebody like that as the parade grand marshal? And a part of that is that, you know, they're doing a panel at that point, or that their issue was, I'd rather do a panel than do that. I only want to do one thing a day, and on that day, I'd rather do a panel than be in the parade. Because the parade can count, depending on if the guest wants it to count or not. So that's one of the things. Attending professionals and panelists, panelists are probably the most beat up, because if they're willing to be on a panel, many of the tracks are willing to beg, borrow, and steal them to be on panels. So we do that a lot.
And same with attending professionals. They basically go into their database, too. Mm-hmm. And they can be selected for, you know, duty.
Right.
Ironically, the lower you go, the more panels you're expected to
probably
do, I guess. Those are sort of the differences. The difference between a dealer and exhibitor, I think, is basically how much money you have.
I think that's a part of it. I also think exhibitors are usually bigger. You'll see somebody like some of the big comics that come in will be in the dealers or the exhibitor hall. You'll also see some of the gaming companies coming in and being in the exhibitor hall. Also, if somebody, my understanding of this, and we can ask some questions on this, but my understanding of this also is if somebody who would usually be in the dealer's room, but wants a much larger space than can be completed in the dealer's room, would then go into the exhibitor's hall and be paying a premium fee for that as well. So that kind of depends. I also know, especially some of the jewelry people who do very fine jewelry, if you didn't know that, they actually do that, also can be in the exhibitor's hall. And Utilikill, which kind of is both an exhibitor and a dealer, is usually in the exhibitor's hall. So exhibitor's hall is usually somebody who is more of a company, a bigger company, and then
dealers are more individuals.
That is more commerce.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out this year with it all being moved to basically one location. Aaron, do you have your Utilikilt?
Ready to go? You'd think. But
you don't
I'm
have
more,
a kilt?
No. It's not really an Irish thing. It's more Scottish.
I know, but a Utilikilt is utilitarian.
See, here's the thing. I'm a bit of a traditionalist. And if I was to wear a kilt, I would feel obliged to follow the golden rule, which is you're not supposed to wear underwear. But from having a lot of stag parties in Dublin, I've seen a lot of people essentially get molested while wearing their kilts because of this rule. So I'm a little bit scared. I'm a bit chicken to wear a kilt, I'll be honest with you.
I want to wear a kilt. I still want to get a kilt. I don't know why I don't
want to. You need
to. Yeah. I would go.
My hubby has a kilt. He wears it at Dragon Con.
Is he traditional too?
My hubby has a kilt. He wears it at Dragon Con.
Find out, folks. Dragon Con 2013.
Do not find out. Oh my god.
That's the thing. Like when Scottish guys like you were on their stag do and they're walking around in their kilts around Dublin, girls would literally on the street just go over and lift up their kilts.
Okay, now that doesn't happen at Dragon Con. Nobody just lifts them up.
I'm scared that it might happen. There's a kilt blowing festival there, isn't there?
But the kilt blowing is not actually, they don't try to really do a la Marilyn Monroe. They do blow the kilt, but they don't.
And it's sort of, it's organized too. It's not like
it's also very
they're running
organized.
Around with a, what do you call it? Those lawn blowers. What the hell are they called?
Yeah, like, it's a lawn blower.
Leaf blower.
Leaf blower. Leaf blower.
Lawn blower. Whatever.
Leaf blower. They're not going around actually doing that. They are actually at one location and it's.
Yeah, you do have to volunteer for it. Yeah.
And you
true.
Do volunteer and sign up for it. So it's not just people that sounds like in Dublin that just come up and go, hey, what's under your skirt?
Yeah, but Lord. Everybody knows everybody over there. There's only 14 people that live there.
Okay. Good to know.
This one comes in from Jordan. Jordan asks, I've been going to Dragon Con for several years now, but I've never encountered the mythical pie. And she means 3.14. No, she doesn't. As a person who is over 21, how do I obtain it? Who should I seek out? Should I know the average flight speed of an unladen African and European swallow in case of being forced to answer the question? Three questions for it. Oh, okay. Love the podcast, by the way. You guys should get the Bob and Carl guys on the show, possibly as Bob and Carl. Well, I got the Carl guy on the show. By the way, Lee, thanks for the heads up on that because I had no idea that it was Carl that runs the puppetry
you
track.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
I told you that.
I got a little fanboyish because I do love the Bob and Carl shorts.
I could have sworn I told you that. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. It's fine. But we didn't get him on as Bob and Carl. We got him on as Bo, who is Carl. I know it's a little confusing. But, excuse me, I had to take a drink there. But yeah, you can go listen to the puppetry podcast. It was a great podcast. You could tell that Bo has a sincere passion for puppetry.
He loves puppetry.
Oh,
and
my.
I think it's going to be an awesome, awesome year for the puppet. I mean,
and
I'm just so excited about Fraggle Rock. Chase your cares away. So, yeah.
And, we did get them on. But anyway, pie. How do we get it?
Pie, I have to say pie is pretty damn mythical because until 2 years ago, I had never had pie. And this will be my 18th year. So it took me 16 years to find pie, basically.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, we should probably explain what pie is.
Okay, so pie is a drink, alcoholic, and it tastes like apple pie.
For the most part. Most people make the apple pie, yeah.
Yeah, there are many different recipes for pie. There are many people who will say they were the first person who ever made pie or the second or whatever, and theirs is always the best. To get pie, this is very odd. Basically, you just kind of keep asking people. You literally do go to a party and say, I've never had pie. Probably somebody's got some. That does not mean just drinking out of random flask, folks. Let's be careful out there. But I would ask people. It is out there. I know some names. I don't know if I can say them who have pie. Usually if you find a long-time Dragon Con attendee, somebody either you know or a friend of a friend, they can probably get you to somebody who has some pie. I know a couple of people. If you see me, I will try.
If someone's drinking out of a steampunk hip flask, you're probably onto a winner.
You know, that is a good start, Aaron. I would go with that. I would also say if you're talking to someone who is drinking out of a flask and it looks kind of a cloudy brown, you probably are a good winner there, too. And it's a cloudy brown because it's a homemade. It is a homemade concoction. They use other liquors to put in there to make it. So it's kind of – and it is a Dragon Con kind of tradition of pie or a con tradition. There are many cons that have it. I know Frolicon and Dragon Con have it and a couple of others in Atlanta because a lot of people around here go to those cons the ones up in Chattanooga as well. So, but
we
pie
do not endorse
is awesome.
Frolicon or any other cons.
And that's where I'd be worried about somebody lifting your kilt.
But if you're going there, you're looking for someone to build her
in many different ways. But yeah, so pie is great if you can get it. I have now tried about 4 different types of pie, and they all were excellent, and all were a tiny bit different. And
so many dirty jokes.
Shut up. And I would also say pie is a lot like Long Island iced tea. It's made of many, many different alcohols. And a little goes a long way. That's what she said, yes. And so just be prepared. Be careful. Pie can be very potent.
So you had never heard of pie before, Aaron?
I had. Now that you've talked about it, I do remember you guys having a bit last year from a con guest who we know very well, or a con attendee, I should say, who we know very well. And so
you don't want to sully your guest title.
Yeah, not every, you know, it's
not everybody's a guest.
Well, but, and I will actually say the first year I had it was when Mr. McCoy was there, Sylvester McCoy, and he and I actually toasted each other. I toasted him with pie, and he had something else. But yeah, that was the first year I had it.
Now, as we've mentioned before, we do have an actual voicemail. This one's...
Didn't we have one more email?
Do we have one more? Look it up.
I'm going. I'm doing my job.
In the meantime, there's one that came in that I haven't listened to. So, of course, it came in a week ago from Brandon. So, of course, I don't know who Brandon is, but I'll find out in just a minute. So, of course, we're going to risk it and play it and hope that...
Oh, mine was backfire. Mr. Cellophane. Sorry. Okay.
Right, hold on. Here we go.
Okay, guys. Been going to the convention for 6 years now. Been listening to your podcast for 3 or 4. I love it. Love Dragon Con. This is how I get excited. Okay, I'm a 300-pound man. Being fat is not a disability. There's nothing worse than standing in line for an hour and a half to see 16 scooters of morbidly obese people pull up right before the panel starts and get in because they're quote-unquote disabled. Okay, I'm sitting there sweating and being fat myself, but you know what? We suffer. If you don't want to be fat, don't eat. Please tell Disability Services fat people are not handicapped. They're just fat.
The opinions expressed in voicemail are not necessarily the opinions of this podcast.
Not at all.
You also
get back up that those people on scooters may be separately disabled.
There is that. And we did discuss that with the disability folks.
Very differently.
And it could be something else going on as well. I'm going to leave it at that. Brandon, we love you. Please keep listening. We'll leave it at that.
We just have more of an ability to be shouted at by folks.
Yes. People can find us, seeing as they will know our schedule.
They find us. They unfortunately actually even know our faces, John. You've put our pictures up on the website.
I think Aaron. Oh no, Aaron's got his picture all over the internet.
Aaron,
for various reasons.
I'm clothed in all of them.
Mostly, certainly at least some of them you are.
I think still my favorite is in that cute little sailor hat, and he's like biting his beads. I thought that one was still my favorite.
What kind of beads were that? Never mind. Different podcast.
Totally
different podcast. We'll be doing that. Tune into
Weekend Justice. Yes, or the Fun Fest. Yes. Let's see.
Let me ask you guys a question. What is either as a guest? I mean, I know your own panels. You're looking forward to them. Our big thing is we look forward to being together as friends and being able to see each other. But what is something you're looking forward to? Actually, maybe just sitting in the audience and just watching that way.
Aaron,
Sato is going to say John.
John,
yeah, fast enough, Aaron. See, because I'm an attending professional, I have to go to more things, so I have to be quicker on my feet.
Well, in fairness, I think the two of us probably attend/do as many panels as each other. We're both very, very busy folks at the con. So in the last maybe 2 or 3 years, I've actually been able to attend very few other panels. So it's I've been missing out a little bit on that side of things for a while. But I do kind of look forward to there's two Doctor Who's this year at Dragon Con.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've never, Peter Davison is going. Now, I love Sylvester McCoy's panels, but I've never seen Peter Davison do one. So it would be interesting to see that. He says, grasping at straws.
I think one of my other things to do is any of the Adult Swim panels, to listen in on those, whether you're up there helping and supporting them or not. They're fun to watch. This year, Dana Schneider is going to be back.
No, he canceled.
He just canceled. I haven't looked it up.
He wasn't canceled. He canceled. Let's make sure.
He canceled.
You never know.
Which is yay, because that means Dana probably got work, but.
But some of my favorite panels at Dragon Con are usually the ones that don't necessarily have a topic. it's kind of the quiz shows that we do and the fun fests and stuff like that. Like those sort of things, which is just basically it's entertainment. It's like, hey, here's some people who you might like and here's some fun things we're doing with them. It's not necessarily a discussion about a particular topic. I think they're some of the most laugh riots, let's say, that you'll find.
Penis.
Yeah. In joke for anybody who has gone to the phone. That video's up online, so you can see it somewhere too.
There are many penises. Okay, John? Is there
anything
you really hope to get to, maybe?
There isn't anything, honestly. I do everything that I want to do, usually as either on the panel or filming it. I'd also like to point out, too, by the way, because I kind of feel self-conscious about this. Because the whole attending professional thing, I don't think there's anything professional about me, other than the fact that it does help to know some people as well, and frankly, we've been doing this for years now, so
yes.
I've kind of paid my dues towards Dragon Con, so I mean, going back to that along those same lines is that I've also been filming a lot of stuff that, for various folks. I go to whatever I want to go. There isn't anybody. I'm not a big fanboy of particular things. Like I said, Carl, talking to Bob, talking to Bo the other day, I was like, oh, it was Carl. That was actually exciting to me. Other than that, usually I don't get hung up on people like, and I know it. I know that you guys are out there going, I hate the guy that says he doesn't like these, doesn't fanboy out. But anyway, I'm not a big deal. One of the biggest guests that I've met there, for me was, Veronica Belmont when she was there. And only those people that are into podcasting would know who she is. Yeah, she's fairly popular on the interwebs, but she's still not, she doesn't have a television show on traditional TV or anything like that, but I dig those people. I dig talking to writers of television shows and producers or directors more than the actual actors, because my background is I went to school for that, and I know how terribly not mm-hmm. difficult that is. It's actually the people that write the stuff that it's a lot more. Are to me a lot more interesting. The technical folks, the people that put together light shows and do sound and things like that, that's way more interesting to me. So, to answer your question in the longest possible way, there's nobody that I'm particularly excited to see, other than my friends at Dragon Con and doing Fun Fest on Friday night at 8:30,
I think. 8:30? Sure.
But to back John's point up, I found that there's a lot of people who I became a fan of after meeting them at Dragon Con.
Oh.
There's a lot of folks that I didn't probably know, I wasn't too familiar with their work, but after meeting them and they're being cool and kind of getting along with them and liking them, that I look up their stuff, and when I come home by the next year, I'm like, wow, those guys are deadly. Like, I love all their stuff, and so it's fun to kind of a fun place to explore and find new things. There's a lot of stuff I wouldn't have been aware of without meeting someone at Dragon Con.
Well, and there are things that I wouldn't have started reading or looking into except that I have met them through friends at Dragon Con. Reading some Jonathan Mayberry right now, who I met through friends of ours, and he's a great author, comes to Dragon Con. Sylvester McCoy, I have now watched many of his run as the Doctor and have enjoyed it greatly. I think those are some people that you start seeing. But then, as John says, some of those other people that you wouldn't know who they were unless you don't know them, but you don't know their face, but you know their voice or you know the work they do. And those are actually very interesting. So a lot of the writers, a lot of the TV show writers that have just done amazing things.
I do want to point out that along the same lines, what Aaron was saying is that I'm not a Doctor Who fan by any stretch of the imagination.
No, really?
Yeah. But having seen Sylvester McCoy just essentially perform in front of a crowd, I'm a huge fan of Sylvester McCoy now, because, and it's not, it has anything to do with his, with Doctor Who, because, again, I just not a thing, not my thing. But because, you know, he is such a great performer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, when I said actors, actors aren't, it's not that big of a deal. There's one thing between there's a difference between being an actor and being a performer. Sylvester McCoy is a performer. Make no doubt about that. He
can play spoons.
I guess he can.
He can. He played the spoons.
But more importantly, he can play the crowd.
He can play the crowd. But he played the spoons.
Yes.
How many actors do you know who can play spoons?
Not very many.
Human beings, you know, that still play the spoons.
I know one other one actually.
What's that guy's name? Mario Van Peebles. Didn't he play the spoons, or did he just play a character who played spoons on a television show? Never mind.
Wow, I have no idea where you're going with that.
I don't either.
Joke.
We have another. Audio thing to play. This one I actually listened to, and I actually know who it's from. It's from our friend Zan. Hopefully it plays through this. I'm not sure it's going to, but hold on.
Hi Lee and John. This is Zan. I was just calling because I'm still listening to your podcast every day, of course. And I just wanted to note about my roommate situation where I'm looking for female roomies for 2014 and beyond that I would.
Well, okay, so you guys can't hear it, but it is coming through. Hold on.
Oh, it is going through?
It is going through. I will rephrase it at the end, even though everybody else will have already heard it. Hold on.
So we need to be quiet then?
Shush.
Hi, Lee and John. This is Zan. I was just calling because I'm still listening to your podcast every day, of course. And I just wanted to note about my roommate situation where I'm looking for female roomies for 2014 and beyond that I will room with another cosplayer. You had mentioned I might not. I will. We just need to talk about how much space your outfits take up. Mine aren't very large and bulky. They don't have things like armor wings because I like to get into panels and be able to
still
move
talking.
Around. So mine are all very comfortable. But I just couldn't room with, say, like three other cosplayers who are all stormtroopers because there'd be like no room for us to move around. So that's just a point of discussion. Also, I just wanted to mention that for newbies, I will take men or women for newbies. That's either one's fine. I don't have a gender preference on that. And I wanted to say thank you very much because I already have a couple people that are going to be my newbie this year. So that was quick. Thank you very much. I can take a couple more. I don't really have a hard limit. Last year I had 5. So if anybody's still interested, if, say, you and a friend want to both be my newbie or contact me about it, you can email me at skzb@hotmail.com. That's snake, koala, zebra, bear @hotmail.com. And we can talk about if you think I might be a good mentor for you, just somebody to kind of show you around and be your phone-a-friend. And again, I'm still really enjoying the podcast. Thank you very much.
All right. So that was Zan, as you guys heard.
You guys heard. Aaron and I didn't hear nothing, and we feel very awkward.
Basically, she mentioned that when we had discussed it and we talked later about it, we said that she wouldn't room with another cosplayer. That wasn't exactly accurate. It was that... You know, it depends on what kind of cosplayer it is. If it's a stormtrooper, not going to stick around with any stormtrooper. No, it's the amount of room that it's the amount of room that you would have in a room. If you had three stormtroopers in a room, you got to still store the equipment, you got to store the people and everything else, and it's just too much room. So that's what she was saying. It's just to get a figure those things out when you're rooming with cosplayers. The other thing that she mentioned, which is kind of a something that should probably we can discuss here for a moment, is her. What the heck was that? What did she say? Oh, she was talking about the mentoring, and you know that she doesn't have a limit on the number of people that she'll mentor, or a preference in male versus female. Of course, when she's rooming, she's preferring females only, just because of snoring, mostly, I would imagine.
Ladies snore too.
No, we don't.
But very, very cutely though.
We make cute little noises.
Not really. I've heard my mom can, never mind.
Oh no! Now we want
to
hear this part.
She put sailors to shame. The and that's just you know, her mouth. Wait a minute.
Well,
never okay. mind.
Move on. Okie dokie.
Keep going, man.
Sorry, mom. Fortunately, she doesn't know what the internet is, so this all works out well for me. So mentoring. So she said that she can take on men too. That sounds wrong as well.
There's no. She would encourage mentoring both men and she would like to mentor both men and women.
Hold on. Is mentoring like an official?
Email her.
Right. Is mentoring in like an official program, or is that just like unofficially done?
It's unofficially done. Yeah. She's been doing it for several years, and she already has a couple of mentees, people that she's mentoring. Basically, Aaron, since obviously you don't listen to the podcast, you're too busy with your guest schedule.
Too busy editing your video, bitch.
Well, there is that too. Aaron, by the way,
they like each other, folks. Just remember this part.
One of the many reasons why Aaron is a guest is because he has excellent, excellent editing skills.
He
does. And by the way, where can people find your short film?
You can go to. I probably should have a quicker answer to that, shouldn't I?
What's the name of it, and then people can Google it.
How the Whale Got His Throat. It's that old Rudyard Kipling tale. We redid it in a kind of unusual animation style. There's also a Facebook page if you can't use Google. I want a Facebook instead, which is, if I can find that, which I probably can't. No, I can't. Never mind. it's on my YouTube page, which is youtube.com/CabinFeverAaron. So you can find it there.
Yeah, and you also find his Word of the Week is there as well, right?
The Word of the Week series is there, which is finishing up this week, last one.
Ever?
Why?
Just for the series.
Well, season two is finished. This will be my 50th episode, and let's say I haven't commissioned a third season yet. We'll see if there's any sort of demand there for it, but for now, it's on the back shelf.
And you're also busy with your improv troupe?
Yes, A Suggestive Biscuit, and my sketch comedy group as well, which is No Milk Day, which you'll also find on YouTube.
You seem to have some issues with food.
I feel like milk and cookies go well together, so it's kind of nice that those two groups have gone. But yeah, I don't know. I do too much shit. Let me just put that out there. I do far too much stuff.
They can also find you both at I almost said the old name, a site called Fred, as well as over at Neat Coffee, and at website of Doom, website of Doom. Those are all places where you can find Aaron as well. So you know he's a very busy gentleman. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, mentoring. So mentoring is basically just taking people around, showing them things, or talking through them with them at the con about things they might not know, or sharing your experiences with them. And sometimes it might just be one phone call or one meetup while you're there, and kind of a walk around for the newbie folks, because you know, just kind of get acquainted for where everything is. For those that have been that are a little more experienced, have a few more years under their belt, then it might just be, you know, some interesting things that Zan, in this case, is seeing, or might point directions she might point you in, or answer some of your questions. That's what mentoring essentially is, and Zan has been doing it for a few years now, and she's had some good results. So
it seems to be a wonderful thing, and I applaud it.
Yeah, it's all on her own. So
uh-huh.
All on my own, walking around Dragon Con. So anyway.
John is not a professional singer, so he's not an attending professional singer, just so you may be aware.
Hey, Lee, did you ever get that thing, that other thing taken care of?
I put it down.
Did you pick it up?
I think, yeah.
And then did you put it down again?
I think I've put the thing where it's supposed to go.
Ladies.
And Lee, schedule, when can we expect that out?
A week before Dragon Con.
Hmm. Will it be official then?
As official as it can be until it is tentative until the panel's over, but it's as official as that can be, yes.
Any guests that are in the wings waiting?
Potentially. I can't really talk about that, but while I was gone, right before I left, we had two Grimm guests announced.
That is awesome.
That is awesome. We have Hank, Russell Hornsby is coming, and Adele, who I all of a sudden just blanked on the actress's name, coming. And you know,
not the singer Adele.
Not the singer Adele. Adele, the one who was a Hex and Beast and now is pregnant with somebody, you know, the royal
baby. Spoilers.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
My husband's saying Adeline. Maybe it's Adeline. I don't know.
It's Adeline. You're right.
Adeline, thank you. Adeline, so we're looking forward to that, Adeline. And I'm sorry. I
probably should have corrected you, but, you know.
You should. Everybody should always help me with names of characters, especially names of episodes, because we know I can't remember that. It's also going to be one other thing we just added was a kind of we're going to be talking about our favorite X-Files episodes, because it is the 20th anniversary year of X-Files.
Aaron,
and so kind of put together a really big panel on that, and we're all just going to chat around and talk, and hopefully most people will not choose Home as their favorite episode, although, you freaks, some of you do. Home is the one with the woman under the bed, and the mutant children.
Sure.
You don't remember it? Okay.
I think I do.
It's a little, ooh,
I don't remember any details. Anyway, Aaron, are you doing the Lost panel this year?
Yes.
The Lost panel that there will be? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
There cool. is a Lost panel.
There is a Lost panel.
People scare me if I don't. They like, threaten me.
It is tentatively named something that I don't think that I'm going to...
What's wrong with the name?
The name
we
is
may
fine.
Need to speak to you about the name, because in fairness, we never really talk about the title that the panel never gets.
I know. That's what I was thinking too. I'm like, I guess it really doesn't matter what the name is, because we never talk about whatever the title is anyway.
Oh, I know. Really? Nobody does. It's okay. Well, I can't remember what the hell I named it.
It's called So We Figured That Out, finally.
Yeah.
Which,
right.
I feel like if you just put a generic Lost title, it would be easier on you.
Probably.
Ooh, do Lost, colon, girl. That is fresh. So then, you know, get the Lost Girl people to come over thinking that they're seeing Lost Girl.
But you gotta spell it like G U or L. Girl.
So this and many, many, many more panels of witty banter. No.
That's welcome, Doc.
This is horrible. This is a horrible, horrible advertisement for any of these panels. Yeah, so there's things and words that are coming out of my mouth.
Things and words.
I'm many, excited. Many what are we, 3 weeks away now?
As we record this...
Three and a half.
This would be day 27, so 23 days. Yeah, 23 days from now.
Wow.
Until the con starts, but of course, we're all arriving. When are you getting in, Aaron?
I'm getting in on the Wednesday.
Yeah, same here. Wednesday.
You know, you haven't sent me that other information if you wanted to do something on Thursday.
Hmm.
Ladies.
And everybody's like, what the hell are these three people doing?
Right. All this stuff is all super secretive, and we're not going to tell you any of it.
Boom, 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 boom.
All right. Well, I think we've bored everyone enough to death. to death enough. I don't know. This is the...
We've had fun, though.
This is the lack of carbs talking right now.
See? This is why you don't get rid of carbs, oh, crazy man. Oh, God. You haven't had a beer either.
No, I've not had a beer. Well, it's only been 2 days. I think I've...
You haven't had a beer?
What kind of alcoholic do you think I am? I've had vodka.
Been drinking sparkling Perry during the broadcast of this podcast. Sparkling...
I'm actually drinking Sunkist 10.
What is sparkling Perry?
It's like knockoff champagne. It's kind of like a sparkling cider, I guess. I have no idea, but it cost me €4 for the whole bottle.
I thought it was a fabulous version of that
platypus. Bottle. Dude, that sounds like some great stuff.
Yeah, my insides are currently burning, but you know, sure. I've got a buzz on, so it's fine.
Your liver's going, I hate you so much.
And for more tales of cheap booze, contact me on Thursday at DragonCon and Trader Vic's.
Oh,
yes!
Yeah.
Can't
Although
wait.
The booze there isn't necessarily cheap.
No, but I won't be necessarily drinking the booze there.
$6 Mai Tais, woo!
They are $6 now, right?
Yes.
$6 Mai Tais. They went to $6 last year, right?
Yes. Yeah. Last year or the year before, yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you once again for joining us. And until next time, this is John for Lee and Aaron saying peace.
Bye.
Bye.
You're so silly.
Well, that's because he's been having that fake $4 euro champagne.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.